When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Did you know as La Quinta?
If I'm messing up, incapable, it's not happening. Help me.
Okay, where were you yesterday when I had a meltdown during the read?
Back soonly after that.
All right, so I'm gonna cuddle, start, marry, done with the guys.
You called some guy yesterday, Dave.
But Dave, I love you, and you call often, and you're a good caller.
Tom,
but,
it's not Dave. Tom.
That's what I meant. I'm Dave.
What's incorrect about that? I am Dave.
Glad we got that straightened out.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm Dave.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Oh, you're good.
My name is...
Already doing a wonderful job this morning. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Lot to do. Women's Final Four is tonight. Tonight's a big sports night, Rick.
Tonight's a big sports night. Yep.
Thank goodness the Yankees play this afternoon.
Well, we've had it, dude. I mean, this last couple weeks have been big time.
Big time. But think about what you got tonight. So think about the day. So you got Yankees home opener, 1 o'clock. Right? Did you see? Do you not know in advance that a solar eclipse is coming?
I don't think it snuck up on anyone.
All right, so the Yankees just changed the game Monday from like 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock because of the eclipse.
Yep.
But don't you like? I think I heard the next solar eclipse is in like 2044 or something like that.
Yeah, I also saw signs. I also saw signs on my way into the city that said "solar eclipse, take mass transit."
Right.
Yeah.
So there's clearly an understanding that you don't want to be out without the appropriate eyewear during the solar eclipse.
So well, I don't think you want to stare into
you don't
the
want to stare
eclipse.
Into it. Yeah. So it took until a few days before for the Yankees to realize this?
I guess.
That sounds very Mets-like to me.
Very Mets-like.
So let's walk through what we have today. We have the Yankees and the Blue Jays, home opener, which is a big deal. Stroman on the mound, 1 o'clock. Then, I think the Mets are 6:40 tonight. Is that right?
I believe you're correct.
I think the Mets are at 6:40. In Cincinnati.
That's right. It's a Apple TV game tonight.
Great, which I complained about yesterday to my children. They're like, stop being a baby.
Yeah, but it's Apple TV Plus.
What is that? What does the plus mean?
That means you have to have Apple TV Plus. I don't think just regular Apple TV has it.
No, come on.
I think that's right.
No, RJ, now we have to get to the bottom of this. RJ, do you have any idea if this is right?
I think. I'm going to double check it. I think Rick is right.
So if I have Apple TV, which I do, and I know how to use and everything, that's not enough. Now I need Apple TV Plus to watch the Mets tonight?
I think that's correct.
What is that even? What is Apple TV Plus?
Like
the champagne room of Apple TV?
Yeah, it looks like it's on Apple TV Plus.
So I walk into the club. I walk into the Apple TV Club. Like, well, welcome. Right, you two drink minimum, have a seat, there you go, here are all the people around, great. But in order to fully or to have any chance of watching the Mets, I have to go into the champagne room of Apple TV?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, come on. So what does that mean? I have to pay for an additional subscription?
Yeah, it says it's accessible. It's accessible through Apple TV.
Well, first of all, I don't know how to do it. Like, I don't even know what this entails. And assuming that I can figure it out, I imagine this is now going to cost me more money to watch the Mets tonight.
Probably.
You know what? You're going to think I'm a fraud. You're going to yell at me. I'm not doing this.
Oh, you'll do it.
No, I don't think I will.
No, you'll do it. You'll take out. What you'll do is you'll get the free trial, and then you'll
make
sure
a trial? Yeah, I'll get the free trial.
Yeah, and then 7 free days.
And then I won't know how to cancel it, so now I'll be locked in, and now it'll be like, oh, did you watch this new movie on Apple TV Plus?
No, no. No, what you're going to do is exactly what I said you're going to do, is you're going to tell Sherry she's going to do it, and then she'll be the one that cancels the subscription.
Maybe.
Or the free trial.
You think there's a chance we have it now?
No.
No.
No, because I don't think I have it.
Oh, and you're the Bill Gates of Apple TV? Like, what does that mean?
No, I'm not the Bill Gates of Apple TV, but I don't. Actually, I think I do have it.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right, well, RJ, you probably don't have this Apple TV Plus, I would imagine, right?
I don't think I have Plus, no.
I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know there was a Plus.
See, this, I mean, here's the thing, though. I know we complain about it, and I do too, but there's 162 different opportunities for different platforms to jump in. And I was talking about this with someone the other day. I don't think this is crazy. Maybe you guys think I am. I'm out of my mind. Next, I don't know, 10, 12 years, Super Bowl on a streaming service?
No.
But you got to think about it.
I had to think about it.
They're already paying, I mean, they're paying over $100 million for one game now.
They're auctioning it off.
Right.
Because right now, the way the Super Bowl works, it's in rotation with the cable partners.
The networks, right.
Yeah, and ABC just got back in there. Disney just got back in. So it's a four platform rotation.
So it's what? It's CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC.
Yes. Okay. So is it crazy that the next time the rights agreements are up, we're like, you know what? We're just going to auction them off 3-4 years in advance.
But here's the thing. If you put the Super Bowl on, name your platform, on Amazon or Apple TV Plus or anything, you're losing viewers.
Yes. You'll lose some,
right.
I would say. But, I mean, what is that worth if whatever the subscription's worth? Like, all of a sudden there's an Amazon Prime Plus, and we're going to debut it when you watch the Super Bowl. Something like that.
Yeah, but you could lose tens of millions of viewers, RJ.
I'm with you. I think this is better than the alternative, which was always my fear, which is that...
Pay-per-view?
Yes. Playoff games and Super Bowls titles
pay-per-view.
Games. We're going to go to the old school HBO model.
Like if you wanted to watch a big fight?
Yeah, like 40...
Like you had to call? I remember having to call. It wasn't like you used your remote. You had to call a number and speak to a human being and said, I want... And I remember I went to my brother's house. And I don't remember what year it was. It was maybe 87, 88, when Tyson fought Spinks. Now, you guys are probably too young. Rick, you may remember the fight when you were alive, but you probably didn't care to watch it because you're probably young. Tyson and Spinks, where Tyson knocked him out in 89 seconds, I think it was. And I was at my brother's, and I was like, I really want to watch the fight. It's a big deal. And he's like, I'll tell you what, if you can get through, we'll get it. And it took me like half an hour, just redial. Finally got through. Ordered it, but that's the way it used to be for boxing. It was a pay-per-view for boxing, right? I guess it's still like that, but now you can just easily order it with your remote. I hope we don't go down that road, but I think we might.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to put the, I mean, how many viewers you think you'd lose and what the actual
cost of that is.
Yeah,
how much less do you get for a spot, right, for a commercial because you have X number of less viewers watching?
Right, which in theory, though, I mean... When I'm streaming something, I actually have to watch the commercials because I'm too lazy to go out of it. Like, I'm more likely to watch more commercials while I'm streaming something as opposed to when I'm watching it on regular cable because I start surfing.
Right. Well, apparently Jared in Syosset has some answers for us, so let's bring him on and see if he can help us get to the bottom of things. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning. So I just wanted to know, do you guys pay for any Apple TV? Or
I think I do. Yeah. I believe that, yes.
Okay. There is no difference between Apple TV and Apple TV Plus. You guys are just calling regular Apple TV, Apple TV Plus Apple TV. You're just dropping the plus. There's no difference.
So if you're able to watch
Ted Lasso and
I've watched the morning show with Jennifer Aniston. Like, so if I can watch that, then I'll be fine tonight for the Mets.
Correct.
On top of that, there's nothing additionally I need to do? Just turning on Apple TV, I will... Okay, great.
Yeah, so you keep saying turning on Apple TV. You're turning on Apple TV Plus. So you guys are just dropping the plus.
Well,
so
don't blame me. Rick's the one that said it. So you
I'll blame whoever. What do you want me to blame?
You can blame me, because here's what happened. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. Is I got a phone call from my in-laws, and I thought, they watched Ted Lasso, And then they were looking for the Yankees game. I said, it's on Apple.
Right.
And they're like, we don't see it. And then it popped up for the free trial. I was like, well, that's weird. So maybe they weren't signed in properly to their
maybe. But how can you watch Ted Lasso and then not be able to get to Apple TV?
That's what I said to them.
Yeah.
And then they didn't want to get the free trial. But
thank God. I said, if there was another level. All right, so let's get back to this. We got the Yankees this afternoon. We got the Mets tonight. We have the Rangers are at 7 o'clock in Detroit. We have the Knicks are in Chicago, a game you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN. And then you have the Women's Final Four as well.
A lot happening.
Are the Islanders are not in action tonight, are they?
Are not in action tonight.
But that's a lot. So think about that. So you're a Friday in early April, and you got the Knicks, huge game, Rangers, huge game for both the Rangers and the Islanders, and then you have the Women's Final Four.
We play you guys two more times before the season.
That's correct. That's right. Where are the games, do you know?
The first one's at UBS, second one's at MSG.
Okay, so 1-1.
Oh, second one is a Saturday at 12:30 on ABC.
So it must be next Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Going to be a good one.
That is going to be a good one. All right, let's get back to the callers. Let's go to, this is cute, RJ. Tommy Dave, he says, in Connecticut. Good morning, Tommy. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, thanks for making me spend like 7 hours at motor vehicle and Social Security changed my name to Dave.
Very well done. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Tommy.
I wanted to ask Ricky a couple questions. Obviously, I want to get your take on how you think those four teams that are jumbled up with 82 and 83 points are going to finish out. And will you be actively rooting for the Rangers tonight?
Yeah, I will be actively rooting for the Rangers tonight.
Like vocally?
I don't know. I'm not going to be screaming.
No, what's wrong with that? You know what? I'm going to defend you here. If the Giants were trying to get into the postseason and the Cowboys or Eagles winning would benefit the Giants, I would actively, outwardly root for those teams. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to be like I'm going to be jumping up and down.
No, no, I'm not borrowing a Cowboys jersey. No, don't go crazy, Tommy Dave. No, but so Rangers score the game-winning goal with 52 seconds left and break a 3-3 tie. You're not like, let's go.
Yeah, I'll be like, let's go.
All right.
But I'm not going to, I'm not going to be as, actively rooting like I would root for the Jets or the Islanders or the Mets.
But why? I mean, tonight is an Islanders game. It's just in the shape of a Rangers game.
I get it. I mean, they'll probably be more swearing because I don't like the Rangers. So,
right.
If they do something wrong, I'll be upset.
RJ, where do you fall on this? Like, you agree with me, right? Like,
yeah.
This is the Islanders playing tonight just in the form of the Rangers.
It's going to feel dirty, but you got to embrace it.
Yeah, you have to embrace it. But yep. There's nothing wrong with it. I stand by you rooting for the Rangers tonight. That's what you have to do.
I've said I'm going to root for the Rangers tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be jumping up and down.
See, I don't understand that. If the Rangers win this game and they take 2 points away from Detroit potentially getting, that should make you thrilled and you should jump up and down.
Right. I also have a 3-year-old that now, with all the training I've put him through, knows and says, we hate the Rangers.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse the kid.
Yeah, you also don't want to have an incident where he repeats something like this.
I could do that. It seems ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we got to be careful.
Yeah, that's the most worked up I've ever gotten on the show.
Well, okay, so he's 3. His level of intelligence is, I mean, I imagine he's a bright child, right?
Through the roof.
Okay. So could you not sit down and say, Rocco, listen, buddy, we have to root for the Rangers tonight?
No.
Because it benefits the Islanders?
No. I can't. He's 3 years old. Milo,
so
I can explain that to. No. You're coming from the guy who told his kid that Cowboys fans would push him down to the ground and be mean to him.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not going to jeopardize by jumping up and down cheering for the Rangers, my kid not recognizing that we hate the Rangers.
So I think this boils down to the fact that you don't trust Rocco's intelligence level.
No, I trust Rocco's intelligence. I just don't know how a conversation with a 3-year-old trying to explain to him the intricacies of a playoff
scenario. You don't have to explain the intricacies. Rocco, listen, sweetheart. If the Rangers win tonight, it's good for the Islanders. So what we need to do is just for this one night, root for the Rangers.
No, I will not do that
okay.
Because I don't want to cause any confusion.
RJ, what should he do?
Listen, I could see you don't want to make the playbook too thick for a 3-year-old.
Right, thank you.
It's read and react.
So you're going to keep everything internal. So Rangers score that goal, you're like...
Yeah. Maybe I excuse myself and then celebrate a second and then come back.
Uh-huh.
Walk out, like, yes, and then I'm back.
Okay. All right. Seems a little odd, but that's fine.
No, don't say that because you're trying to put yourself in a conversation with a 3-year-old, which you haven't had in how many years?
I haven't had a 3-year-old in 10 years.
Right. So, I mean, it's not as easy as you're making it out to be.
By the way, my 13-year-old, I had the TV guy over yesterday. The remote wasn't working properly, so he came over and he's, you know, troubleshooting and downloading stuff. And Alex is telling me, he's like, yeah, I know more about sports than my dad.
He said that to the TV guy?
And I was like, no, you don't. He's like, oh, yeah? And he starts questioning me.
Oh.
He goes, where did Cormac Ryan grow up? I was like, New York. He's like, okay. He's like, where did Paxton Wojcik go to school before he went to North Carolina? Brown. All right. He's like, I said, Alex, enough. I said, it's not cute. It's not funny. I want to stop this now. Where did DJ Burns transfer from? I said, I don't want to do it. Because you don't know, huh? I was like, I don't want to do this. The guy thought it was comical and humorous.
Yeah, I'm sure he was pumped to be there. Sounds like the takeover is fully on now.
It's on. When you book a room at where? La Quinta by Wyndham. You can enjoy that free Bright Side breakfast. Oh, that's nice. Featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt,
Earl
waffles.
Ham.
Yes, you heard right. Fresh, hot waffles. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Go ahead. Talk about that, Reed. Go.
Reed was terrific. I was going to say to you before we went to break.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened with you, Alex, and the cable guy, not nearly as embarrassing as what happened with me, Rocco, and the guy that was fixing the lock on the door yesterday.
So is this a real long story or is this a quick one?
No. So this guy has all his tools because he's fixing the door and he's putting the thing under the, whatever the thing under the door to keep air out is. And he comes in and he's like, he's looking for his tools. And I was like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, I had some tools here and they're gone. Rocco was systematically walking up to this guy's toolbox and taking his tools.
What was he doing with them?
He was pretending to use them. They would just take them and like not putting them back.
Awesome. So this guy was slowly losing his massive tools.
Yes.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, when he found out that Rocco was taking them, he can't have been angry, though.
No, he wasn't angry. Cassie's like, what are you doing? Because we saw him walking around with a screwdriver.
Right.
Cassie's like, where'd you get that? He's like, oh, the toolbox. And we're like, oh, no. Yeah. Where are the rest of them?
Did he say to the guy, excuse me, buddy, do you have a Phillips head in there that I can borrow for a little bit?
So he had to like walk around the house and go find all the tools.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big DNR pregame party. It was so good year one. It's back for year two. The show is heading out to Public Inns again in Manhasset on Long Island. Thursday, May the 2nd. Then we're riding the LIRR to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party right ahead of the Mets and the Cubs for walking into the game. We figure 12:55, we walk in. 1:10 is when the game starts, and we'll be seated by then and sitting in section 129. That's Thursday, May 2nd, Publicans in Manhasset, right over to Citi Field. See you there. Do you anticipate buying some drinks for the people at Publicans again?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6 a.m., not great to drink alone, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, you do realize the level of heavy lifting I have that day, right?
I do. That's why I enjoy doing the show so much, because I kind of get the freedom to...
Right. So I allow you to freely walk around and hobnob and shake hands and kiss babies and buy drinks, and then at some point, hopefully, come back and do the segments with me.
Well, not hopefully. I'll be back.
But you never know when.
You don't. That's true.
Like, I'm there, and it's like, all right, we're back in 30, and where's Rick? And then in 3:30, it's like, oh, Rick comes, you know, stumbling back, and he grabs it. What are we talking about here?
I'm not stumbling.
There's some stumbling.
No. I mean, maybe later in the afternoon.
It's another sign of how confusing it is that I'm the one that make sure Dave doesn't have too much alcohol, and Rick is the one that numerous times, at numerous occasions, is, you know, plastered off his rocker at these events.
I don't have too much alcohol.
Uh-huh.
I think I do it just right.
Oh, okay, but would you not agree that the amount of alcohol you had... It leads you to be under the influence.
Probably.
All right. Would driving be a great idea for you?
No, driving's never a great idea.
Okay. So driving is an awful idea for you, but I'm the one that make sure Dave shows up unencumbered and is not drunk.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they said that to RJ, but that's on me. That's your best friend that said that.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe here's what I think might have happened, though.
Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to be a paleontologist.
Thank you, John. Maybe they recognized that we were going to dinner, and they already know that I can have a couple glasses of wine or whatever it is, and I'll be fine.
Right.
But because you don't indulge usually, that if you got wrapped up in the moment, had a couple glasses of wine, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm a 200 plus pound guy. Oh, like if I had a beer and a glass of wine, I'm not going to walk in like I'm Michael Kay.
Dude, I told you I showed up at a Mexican restaurant a couple weeks ago at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the guy was falling through the bushes, and he was like 260.
Yeah, but he obviously had more than a couple of glasses of wine or beer or two.
I don't know how many margaritas he drank. All I'm saying is that we haven't seen you like that, so there's, I guess, a risk that if you do have a couple.
Have you never seen me like that, though?
Never.
RJ, have you ever seen me? You're like, oh, Dave is a disaster.
No, right? Not even close.
Really?
No.
I think the dinner was the first time I've ever seen you have a drink.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot.
No, I don't either, but this is, I mean, I don't, Cass and I don't have drinks at home, but if I'm going out with the guys.
You'll drink. I'm not judging you. I think it's fine. I wasn't worried about you. They were worried about me.
Which I still don't understand. You were fine. You had a good time.
And I drank. But even though you thought that my roast of Michael and Don and Peter was horrendous.
No, don't say that. I did not say it was horrendous.
You did. You jumped me.
No, it was too long.
Okay, fine. Even though you thought it was too long, never once were you up there watching and thinking to yourself, he's drunk.
No, never.
No. And you're the one that almost killed Michael Kay that day.
I did.
Jumped into that man's older bones. How dare you?
Yeah, I probably did some kind of damage to him. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, like if the Grim Reaper was like, "Hey, 88 years old," at that moment he's like, "All right, let me make note of that." He's 86.
Yeah, like if at some point he has some lower back pain, and they're like, "Hey, did you know at some point you crushed
a vertebrae?" Yeah.
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 He'll go back and be like, "Oh yeah, when Rick jumped into my arms."
My goodness!
If you found out, and this is your guy, I mean, nobody loves Kay more than you. If you found out that he went to a doctor, like, yeah, you know, did you take tremendous trauma? Did you lift something way too heavy, maybe like 2-3 years ago? Then what?
Would you feel guilty?
Of course I feel guilty.
Okay.
I felt guilty when I broke Cassie's aunt's rib when I gave her a nice big hug.
Wait, did I know that you broke her aunt's rib?
Yeah.
Why am I saying aunt?
I don't know.
I mean, like, you said it's your thing, and I always laugh at it. Now I'm saying aunt.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time together.
That's weird. Let's go to Brian in Manhattan. Hi, Brian. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. How are you? Just two quick thoughts. One is
and I was telling RJ this, this has been one of the most fun years for Rangers, Knicks. And as much as both of the teams are just amazing and represent New York in such a positive way, they couldn't be more different. The Knicks are sort of not the best team in the league in terms of manpower. They win on grit and heart and toughness. Rangers are more of a finesse team. I love them both, but they're very, very different. I would love to ask Rick, and I don't know if you're prepared to answer this, but there's been a lot of debate about Rempe and his role on the Rangers. As much as I am not a pro fighting person in hockey, I'm glad I'm 64 years old, so I remember the good old or bad old days of guys fighting all the time. I would love your point of view on how Rempe fits with the Rangers and if you think he should have a regular shift. I like that he's a deterrent. I don't like the fighting, but I think we're such a skilled and sort of finesse team that a guy like him, it's important to have.
Well, the physicality is important to have, and you're right, he is a deterrent. I don't know how you can like the fact that he's a deterrent and not like the fighting. I mean, I think that comes with the territory. I think it's going to depend on matchup. I do. I mean, if you're playing a team like let's say you face the Islanders in the first round, and
then you might play him, right?
You're probably going to play him. Right. I mean, the way he gets into the lineup is being physical, knowing that every time he's on the ice, he gets the puck in and he's making the other team's defensemen pay. Get in front of the net, get to the dirty areas. Like that's how you earn a shift. But that's part of having the versatility.
He's also got to be smart too. You've seen him take moronic penalties, like majors. Now you take that in the heat of a moment of a crucial playoff game. I mean, there might be no coming back from that. So it's got to be understood that you're going to go out there, you're going to play this certain brand, but within reason. Like you can't cross that line.
Right. Well, you can't be a detriment to your team winning. And I also can't trust you not to play you. So, I mean, if yes, we love the fact that you can fight, but if you can't go out there and
control yourself,
not take stupid penalties, and we can trust that you're going to go in, forecheck hard, be physical, but be clean about it. And then, cause havoc in front of the net for the goalie who can't, cause you're humongous, can't see around you. Then yeah, there's a chance you play. But it's all part of, if you're looking to make a run, how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup, how many games you're going to have to play, that you have the ability to play a bunch of different ways. And if, a series or a game is going to call for, hey, we're going to make sure that you're in the lineup because we know this is going to be overly physical, whatever it is, then we can trust that you're going to do what we need you to do.
Joe in West Palm, who's become a staple of the show. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, boys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good.
So I had a whole conundrum since we were talking about it. Now, the whole Apple TV thing, I grew up in Huntington, Long Island, born and raised, and I just moved to Florida last year. But I didn't watch the Yankee game on Apple TV. But if it was football, I would have watched it. I would have watched Apple TV. Like, does that make me a fraud of a Yankee fan? But does that make me a fraud? Football is different than baseball. We have more games per year.
So give me the scenario again, please.
He didn't watch the Yankees from Florida, but if it was the NFL, he would have paid for it and got the Apple Plus.
I
don't think it makes you a fraud.
I think it makes you a fraud.
There's only 17 NFL games.
No, nobody. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't sit and watch every Mets game live. I can't. I mean, there's no way I can spend that amount of time exactly when they take the field watching every single game. If it was the Giants or any football game, I'm watching it live. So, no, I don't think it makes you a fraud.
Right. And this is my quick Nick point. I think I would rather face Orlando or Cleveland. And, Dave, you've been saying you haven't been worried about Cleveland for months now. So, I feel like that's the best outcome. And I just, with OG coming back, I like to think, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, I like to think we have a slight chance against Milwaukee if we do face them. I might be wrong, though.
I don't love the chances against Milwaukee. Yes, you have a slight chance against Milwaukee, absolutely. But I don't love their chances against Milwaukee.
You never know what's going to happen. This team's never out of a game because they just continue to fight. I mean, they got down 21 last night.
Right.
And they found a way to come all the way back.
NBA games really are never over, huh?
Not when you have a team like the Knicks that work as hard as they work and all of a sudden they start making – making their threes.
They really do. Let's switch to a little baseball. We'll continue with the calls on the Knicks, and you can see there's some real excitement about the hockey as well. So those are welcome. 1-800-919-3776. But opening day at Yankee Stadium, 1 o'clock, Stroman on the mound, and the Mets. Oh, thank God they got to win. A little baseball. Then we have the morning roast as well coming up. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. So whether you like the UConn Huskies to repeat as champs or if you're all about the Wolfpack of NC State, you can bet it on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rick and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The roast is approaching, and it comes your way in about, what, like 10, 12 minutes, something in that range?
Yep.
Okay, and then followed by Ryan Rucco, who's going to really give us some in-depth analysis of the women's Final Four tonight. So explain to people what the roast is. And then I want to explain my conundrum with the roast.
Roast is a great segment. Is your conundrum that you don't have a roast?
No. Just the opposite. My conundrum is this. I have a roast. I've had a roast all week. And then I thought to myself, have I possibly used this roast in the past?
Oh, no.
Or have I just maybe made mention that this is a kind of thing that bothers me? So now I'm not 100% sure that I've never used this as a roast. And now I actually don't have a second roast.
Well, listen, don't worry. You're in a safe space here. I'm sure
if I jump out with a roast, you're like, you've done that before. I'll get taken to the woodshed on
this
show.
Yeah, we won't. This show, we won't jump you.
No.
No, we're very understanding here. All right, so this is how the roast works. You pick up your phone, 1-800-919-3776. And anything, and I mean anything. If Dave is driving you crazy, if RJ, me, Raymond, if it's the Mets, if it's the, that doesn't even have to be sports. If it's traffic, RJ's gone after the Bean in Chicago. Raymond's gone after Apple in the NFL. You name it. If something's bothering you, take the time, pick up the phone, make the call, get on with us.
Yep.
Air it out.
That's nice.
And I guarantee it.
You'll feel better, right?
You're going to go into this weekend like a different person.
You think this, like, suppose you're really troubled. Like, really deeply down to your core troubled. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I could use therapy. But then you see the outlet of the roast. And you call and you use the roast as a therapy session. And all of a sudden, you feel better about yourself. You hear the birds chirping and the sun is shining. Do you think maybe, just maybe, you wouldn't need to go to that therapy?
I think there's a chance.
Uh-huh.
And then you say to yourself, you know what? Why go to therapy when every Friday
I can just roast?
I could just roast my
face off. RJ.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You ready with the stuff you missed for a little bit later?
I mean, I'm still gathering. There's always stuff we could have missed that could happen between now and 9:15.
Right, that's right. Because it's all encompassing, this stuff you missed. You heard my roast dilemma, or did you not?
So I heard your problem.
Yeah.
Do you want to share offline and we could confirm or deny?
Well, I don't want to share offline with everyone.
So you just want to let it rip and you run the risk now of us just making fun of you, which I think that's the way to go.
Do I hold back in meetings or do I just let it rip?
Either you're sleeping or you let it rip.
Right.
Although, can we just refresh for listeners that may not have been listening to the show yesterday who dominated the Wednesday meeting this week?
Dave dominated.
Dominated.
It wasn't even close.
Like, if you were handing out 3 stars, it doesn't even matter who won the 2nd star, right?
No. I'm going to go a step further. No one has dominated a Wednesday show meeting.
Really?
Like you dominated that meeting.
So you think that was... So I can never be better in a show meeting than I was on this past Wednesday?
No, from start to finish.
So then why would I go back to another show meeting?
Why have show meetings?
These are the questions we ask.
It's a great question.
1-800-919-3776. So, you know, we haven't spent a ton of time on this, and this is a big deal. Whether you think so or not, Yankees home opener. Like, I would think that the Yankees home opener has more pomp and circumstance and reverence than, like, any home opener for any team in baseball. Afternoon, Yankees, great start. Soto with his home debut. Like, this is Stroman with his home debut. This is a big, exciting day for the Yankees fan.
It's a big, exciting day. And now, was it of the utmost importance that they won that final game in Arizona? No. I mean, it wasn't the end of the world if they lost, but they didn't. They found a way to win, and now they come home, and you have all the excitement for this team, what Soto's going to be. Yeah, this is, and you know, it's not raining, which is nice.
Which is not, and there's no threat of rain, so you know the game's going to be played at 1 o'clock today. Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, this will be Juan Soto's first taste of what it's like to be a Yankee at Yankee Stadium.
Right, and it's not like he's gotten off to a 1-for-20. He hasn't gotten off to a Lindor or Jeff McNeil kind of start. So any thought that you could have some, you know, negativity towards him, I mean, he's going to be treated like a prince at Yankee Stadium today.
Oh, he's going to get the full treatment,
right?
Yeah, and you're playing against a team that you don't really like because they think they're tough guys and they think they're at your level and.
And they're not really.
Right. So you got all. I mean, you got everything. Like, there's as good as you thought it would be. Like, as good as you thought that the start of the season would be, you couldn't have thought it was going to be this good.
No, 6-1. I mean, listen, Houston is a battering ram. And I still stand by. I think they're better than you, or they may not be now, but they've shown that they kind of have your number for the last God knows how many years. To go in there and beat them up. I don't care if there was good fortune. I don't care if there was great moments of plays. You went down there and you swept the 4-game series, and then you went to the NL champions and you beat them 2 out of 3 games. So what a start to the Yankees for the season.
It's almost perfect. Seriously, I mean, it's almost perfect. I mean, outside of you want to nitpick some things, I mean, you can barely nitpick some things. Like Nestor Cortez needs to clean up, you know, clean up his first innings. Clay Holmes makes you nervous a little bit, but
yeah, but it makes you nervous. It's not like he's failed. I mean, Clay Holmes has still succeeded, even though he makes you a little anxious.
Right, bullpen's been good. I mean, Stanton has struggled. Looks like Judge, hopefully, who wasn't. I mean, that was the crazy part too about the beginning. You know, you look at the schedule. No Gerrit Cole. Who's going to start the opener? Ends up being Nestor. It's Houston. You know, Houston is a team that's had your number. Like they're like the big bad wolf for you, and. You beat them 4 straight, and that was without Judge really doing anything. Verdugo not really, like, you know what I mean? Like, you had pretty much 3 guys carry you, and I think there was a lot of Yankees fans saying, oh, could you imagine, you know, once everyone starts going, once Aaron Judge starts going? And it looks like, you know, that last game in Arizona with the home run and the double, that he might be going now too. Rizzo had a couple hits.
Right.
Verdugo finally gets on the board.
And I know it's early, very early, but you haven't had Judge and Soto going at the same time yet. Imagine when the two of them get going at the same time.
No, but that's the beauty of bringing in a guy like Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you get so frustrated with Francisco Lindor. Now, Francisco Lindor is not at the same level as Juan Soto.
Not only is he not at the same level, he's not even in the same ballpark as Juan Soto.
I wonder how much, I honest to God, because this drives me crazy sometimes. No, actually every time. I used to hear this from... Mark Teixeira all the time. As a switch hitter, it takes you a little bit longer to get going because you're doing it from both sides of the plate.
Okay.
But at what point, and I'm not saying Francisco Lindor, who's clearly a better hitter righty than he is lefty, do you just say, you know what, I'm just going to focus on the side of the plate that I'm really good at.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, and I know he wants to hit lefty because most of the pitchers are righty, but he's a better, Francisco Lindor is a better hitter righty than he is lefty.
It's not even close.
So.
And then and you'd almost wish you had a study of what does Lindor do righty-righty, which obviously you will never get because he's a switch hitter, right? That he has
right,
the
I'm looking at
this, lefty.
Like for because I was interested to see, so I went back to his splits of last season, and he has one righty righty plate appearance. That was it.
I wonder why that was.
He ended up getting a hit. Well, because righty because he bats lefty, so lefty against righties and
no. I'm wondering why he batted righty.
I don't know, but like I'll give you last season for example. Last season as a left-handed hitter against a right-handed pitcher, which is what he does, 240. Now this is almost 500 plate appearances. This is in 482 plate appearances. Hit 240, had 15 home runs. As a right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher, only had 204 at-bats, hit 281, and had 16 home runs.
So certainly more power from the right side, from the right side
than
the left
better.
Side.
He's just better. He's just better. Right.
Yeah. Well, 240 and 14. Right. But the problem is you're going to get a lot more at-bats from the left-hand side because there's a lot more righty pitchers.
Right. Or like, see, I would always think to myself, this is. Could I get enough work in from the better side of the plate that it wouldn't be so bad that I had to worry about doing both all the time? I got to think that him doing both is
maybe.
Might be why he gets off the slow starts.
Maybe, but I'm at the point where I'm about to lose it. I mean, had the Mets lost that second game and he's not making like he looks like Stanton now, where you watch him and you're like the at bat was non-competitive, like moving a runner over, like he can't do anything at the moment. And is it fair that he receives the brunt of my anger and upset? Probably not. I mean, you mentioned it. McNeil has been horrendous and Nimmo has barely hit the ball and, you know, DJ Stewart is, but I'm not paying those guys the same kind of money. Now, granted, Nimmo makes good money, but Lindor is supposed to be my best player. At what point can I get angry at him because he's not acting like my best player? Well, I'm there now, and I know it's early, but it's early, and you're 1-5, and you're 0-5, and yeah, I'm very frustrated with Lindor, and I'm very frustrated with the Mets.
Right, but I mean, the thought process has to be this, right? You trade for him, and should you have paid him $341 million? No, probably not, but it was your first big, you know, it was Steve Cohen's first big, you know, first big move that he made. But when you have him and Pete, now it's not exactly the same thing because Pete's not Aaron Judge and Lindor's not Juan Soto.
Clearly not, right.
But when one struggles, the other one has the ability to carry us. And then could you only imagine when both are going at the same time? So you're in a spot now where, I mean, Pete's been pretty good. He's been fine. Alvarez has been good. But the three guys that you mentioned, including Lindor, I mean, Jeff McNeil, they have combined three hits. Lindor's hitting 042, McNeil's hitting 067, and Nimmo's hitting 048.
It's pathetic.
You're not going to win a lot of baseball games.
It's pathetic.
Like that.
And listen, I don't know that this is not the case anyway, but if you lost that game and you went to 0-6, and I hear, well, I heard this yesterday. You know, teams go on six-game losing streaks all the time. It just happens that that's the start of the season. I would have gone as far this morning, and I don't know that they get there anyway, as saying if they started the season 0-6, and not only 0-6, mind you, 0-6 against two teams that you look at and you're like, Milwaukee's not great, and Detroit's hardly great, that they would have never seen 500 again this season.
Yeah, they can't afford to get into a, like, I would have lost my mind if we were at the show today and they didn't find a way to come back in the ninth inning and win
right,
the game.
Right, they're just lucky that Pete saved them, and thank God that when he hit that ball, I hardly thought it was a home run. I was like, oh, that is a chance to maybe get over the outfielder's
like
head.
It was almost like a check swing on a low pitch.
Well, it just shows you how much power he has.
Yeah, they can't, I think that's what frustrates you the most, though. With the whole Lindor thing, is you recognize that this team is not that good, that they can't afford to get, you know, dig themselves.
See, there, you just hit the nail on the head. Firstly, here is Pete. Did you know you got all of it when you hit that ball last night?
Yeah, I did. It's one of those that I just felt, and I'm like, oh, nice. I just saw it keep going and going, and that was really fun. I mean, yeah, we definitely needed that one.
Definitely needed that one. But the Yankees, and I know we always compare to the Yankees, which is probably unfair because other than being in the same city, there's really no comparison to the Mets and the Yankees right now. But the Yankees can afford to have Aaron Judge play poorly. They can afford. They couldn't last year, but they can this year. The Mets can't afford to have a bad version of Francisco Lindor. You see what happens when you have a bad version of Lindor.
No, I think this is one of the seasons, especially with some of the questions around the pitching staff, is you're going to have guys have really, really good years. Like Francisco Lindor is going to have a terrific year. Pete's going to have an amazing, and he's heading into a contract. This is a contract year for him.
Right.
An amazing year. Like those guys are going to have great years. You can't just have average years.
And you know
they want to be a playoff team.
The starting pitching has been good. Like Hauser pitched really well yesterday.
Hauser pitched well. Buto pitched well.
Buto pitched tremendously
Severino
yesterday.
Did not, Severino
oh, okay,
did
but
not
he's the only one. Right, Quintana was pretty good on opening day. And, I mean, you look, I mean, Manai was phenomenal the other night. So the starting pitching has been pretty good.
Right, and the starting pitching was good in the spring, too.
Well, we all thought that the offense was going to be, you know what, they're going to win games because the offense is going to kind of carry them. The offense is, I mean, it's unbelievable how dormant the offense is right now.
Yeah, but you know what this feels like, though, because you still don't really know. Like, it was good in the spring, and outside of Severino, you know, pitching's been good. What you don't, do you trust that? I don't trust that yet.
The and pitching? Feels,
yeah.
No.
Not yet.
No.
I want to, but I don't yet. What's going to happen, what feels like it's going to happen, is when the pitching goes back to what it's supposed to be, is when the bats will come alive. So right now when you get the good pitching, you can't hit, and all of a sudden the pitching will struggle, and now all of a sudden we'll hit.
That would be very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, we didn't have a hit in 13 innings yesterday.
You know what hurts, too, is that Nimmo has, I mean, he stole a little bit yesterday, but he has no speed. So he gets on, you know, you're down a run, he gets on, you'd figure like a legitimate leadoff batter would have a real chance to steal second. He can't run.
He's not a real threat to steal. No.
But when you're in tight games and you could use, I mean, think about that. You steal second, you hit the ball to the right side or bunt them over to third, Pete brings him in, now you've manufactured a run. They don't really have that option with Nimmo at the top of the lineup.
No, they do not, but he gets on base a lot.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.